Lekutas Sichas Chelik Tezayin Sichas Parshas HaChedesh. Much in Filmo Geret, it was discussed many times already, as Nishkukendik of them was Yimei HaChedesh and Yimei HaShua Verin Gerechent Leit Tzvei Bazunder HaChashbeinus, that notwithstanding the fact that the calendar count of the weeks, the cycle of the weeks and the cycle of the months are unrelated to each other. They go according to two different cycles. The weeks are simply 7 days one after the other, and the months go according to the cycle of the moon, and they don't necessarily coincide with each other in any way. And they are unrelated to each other. Well, the fee says, so it comes out according to this, when a yomtiv was vered vashtimt leit necheshven from the Yimei HaChedesh. So when a yomtiv, which gets set, which is set according to the days of the month, the Pesach, for instance, as a Pesach, vashtimt alamol betezva benissan, which is always on the 15th day of the month of Nisan, so it's always going to be according to the cycle of the months. Falt ois b'yoyim ha-Shabbos, so if that comes out on Shabbos, darfa rois kumel l'chayre, it would seem that as the Tzvei Kedushas in Zobentog, that these two, the facts that they're both holy days of different types, one is Pesach and one is Shabbos, they come out on the same day. The Kedushas Shabbos mitzadim seder for Yimei HaShavua, the holiness of Shabbos, it comes from its position in the week. And Kedushas Yom Tov, the holiness of Yom Tov of that same day, mitzad Yimei HaChedesh, is because of its position in the month. So these are two unrelated things, which have no connection to each other. But since everything in the world, and certainly everything in Torah, is by divine providence and is very specific and accurate, is verstandig as does gufa. Was der tog in chedesh, faltois in dem tog in vach. So that in itself, that this day, this particular day of the week, comes out in that particular day of the month, is abavais as es is da other nochmer as dos tut oif as shaychus fishenze. So that would seem to indicate that because they come out, everything is very bediuk, everything is very accurate, the way Hashem oversees things. So the very fact that these two things come together in the same day would mean that they are related to each other. And even more so, one could say that the fact that they come out on the same day is what draws a connection between them. That's what makes the connection. Okay, you do it, the raya of them from Shas. And as we know, the proof of this we can find in Shas, in the Gemara. The Gemara zogt im Zvachim. The Gemara tells us in Masechet Zvachim that Rosh Chodesh Lumasafim the day Ahani. The Gemara there is talking about the different levels of holiness of the different types of Karban Musaf. So there's the Karban Musaf of Shabbos and there's the Karban Musaf of Rosh Chodesh. And the question is, does the Musaf of Shabbos take on the properties of the holiness of Rosh Chodesh? Because it happens to be on Rosh Chodesh. So the Gemara says that the holiness of Rosh Chodesh brings holiness to its Karban Musaf. Does it not bring holiness to the Karban Musaf of Shabbos as well? It's Rosh Chodesh. So it brings holiness to the Musaf of Shabbos as well. In Yiddish, as the Karbonus Musafim from Shabbos was mebringt by Rosh Chodesh Chal b'Shabbos, that the Karban Musaf of Shabbos, which is brought on a Shabbos which comes out to be Rosh Chodesh, contain within them the holiness of the day Rosh Chodesh as well, which, as the Gemara says, the holiness of the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh is on a higher level than the Karban Musaf of Shabbos. Kumtoi, so according to this Gemara, it comes out as the Shaychus and Uftu Ahani for Rosh Chodesh, that the connection between Rosh Chodesh, what the Gemara calls Ahani, it brings its holiness to the korban. Is nish not in dem tog ve vi eris a prat from the Yimei HaChedesh. So the holiness of Rosh Chodesh applies and affects not only that which is in the cycle of the month, which Rosh Chodesh is part of the cycle of the month, nor oichinim Shabbos v'inyoneh, but it also applies to the cycle of Shabbos, the day of the week, the cycle of the week, which is Shabbos, and it brings its holiness to that Shabbos as well, to the Korban Musaf of Shabbos as well. As is verter Rosh Chodesh digas Shabbos, that this Shabbos becomes related and connected to Rosh Chodesh as well. In other words, that there is a connection between the weekly cycle and the monthly cycle, that they are established as connected. The fun is Eich Vashtanik Bin Yoneinu. So from this we can also understand in regards to our issue, the issue that we're going to be discussing, Parshas HaChodesh, that the Shabbos Parshas HaChodesh, as trotzdem, vazi is alamo gebunden nish mit abashtimten togin chodesh, that all those Shabbos Parshas HaChodesh is not connected to any day of the month. It comes out on different days of the month. Nor mit yom Shabbos, it's connected to the day of Shabbos itself, because it's always on Shabbos, is of a dal limud miyuchad, but there is something that we could learn in the minyan fun HaChodesh, is something about the Parshas HaChodesh fun the mashtimten togin yimei HaChodesh, from the fact that it comes out on a specific day of the month as well. Essentially, it comes out always on Shabbos, but of course it also falls on a certain day of the month, not always the same day, but always on a day of the month. Then Shabbos Parshas HaChodesh faltois, so whatever day of the month it comes out on, there must be a relationship between the Shabbos Parshas HaChodesh and that day of the month. Ula dogma, and as a for instance, when das faltois vid hayorge kvias, when it comes out as it did in that year, b'chof hei ba'odar, on the 25th of Adar was Shabbos Parshas HaChodesh in that year. V'soldas Rabbi Yeshua, that according to the opinion of Rabbi Yeshua, there's a machlekes about this in the Gemara, which will be discussed a little later, whether the world was created in the month of Nisan or the world was created in the month of Tishrei. According to the opinion of Rabbi Yeshua, the world was created in the month of Nisan. Is there Yom Rishon from Sheishim Ebereshis? So then the 25th of Adar, in other words, on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, was just like Rosh Hashanah is the day that Adam Rishon was created, so also according to Rabbi Yeshua's opinion, on Rosh Chodesh Nisan is when Adam was created. So the 25th of Adar is the day that the world was created. Beis. Eshtet Medish. It's written in Medish. Lo yhoye tzarech lasol hasatayra elam hachedesh hazelachem, that the Torah shouldn't have started only from HaChodesh HaZalachem, which is the first mitzvah that the Yidden were told while they were still in Mitzrayim. That's the beginning of the mitzvahs. So that's where the Torah should have started. And one could say, and it's logical to say, according to what we just said, since the order in which Torah is written is also very specific, and is also part of Torah. So therefore, according to that, as a Chodesh Hazeh Lachem, that the according to what the Medrash says, that it should have started from a Chodesh Hazeh Lachem, so then that mitzvah is a Yesod V'dugma Skola Torah. That becomes the foundation and the prototype of all other mitzvahs in the Torah. Because the Medrash says that it should have started from the mitzvah of a Chodesh Hazeh. In other words, that's the foundation upon which all other mitzvahs are built. The Aschol and Yesod from all the mitzvahs, that's the beginning and the foundation of all the mitzvahs, is a Chodesh, which is, of course, the mitzvah that we read in Parshas HaChodesh. The Bir in them is moving from the Maim HaChazal. The explanation of why that should be the foundation of all the mitzvahs, we can understand that from what our sages tell us. Our sages tell us about this pasuk, this month shall be for you, meaning Nisan shall be for you the beginning of all months. Because the mit veret gemeint chedesh Nisan, this month is referring to the month of Nisan. Versus the chedesh shagula from Golus Mitzrayim, which happens to be, which is the month of redemption from Mitzrayim. So about this, our sages tell us in the Medrash, as kishabachar b'Yaakov uvanov kava b'irish chedesh shagula, that the Medrash begins with when Hashem chose the world. In other words, chose to create the world. He set it up. He chose months, months in the cycle of months. When he chose the Jewish people, when he chose Yaakov and his children, the Jewish people, that's when he established, he set a month of Geula. That's the month of Nisan. Thus haste, in other words, as the Avoda from Yaakov Abonav Kiyama Mitzvahs, that the Avoda, when he chose Yaakov Abonav, means he chose the Yidden that they should fulfill mitzvahs. Is zu uftandem inyan ha-geula in Olam, what he did was he chose that the Yidden should bring a measure, bring the element, the idea of redemption to the world. What's the world? Bachar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bo'olamai. The first part of that statement was that Hashem chose the world. So when he chose the world, he then chose the Jewish people to bring redemption to the world. What does that mean? Velt mitzad atzmai is an amatzah fungolus. The world on its own, without any help, is in a state of exile. Val oilam is from Loshen Helam, because the word oilam, world, comes from the world of word of concealment. It has the same root as concealment. Elokus is behelam behester in velt, because godliness is concealed in the world. When afila azayindik in velt kumtmen tzuada akora, as yesh balabayis labira zu, and even though, when one lives in this world, exists in this world, one could come to the conclusion that there is a master to this world. The world doesn't run on its own, and that Hashem created it and he runs it and so on. One can draw that conclusion even from within the world. So then why do we say that the world is a place of golos? You can find God in the world too. However, is das nor eifazayful vifil velt is machriyah haziyata balabayis. That may be true, but it's only within the context of the world. Whatever the world says, that there is someone is running this, that's how much you can attribute a master to the world. Whatever the world allows for. Because it's coming from observation of the world. The signo nachat, to say it in other words, nor ha'kore in dem oira l'kibas is malum mishvim velt. You can only recognize the godliness which is invested into the world. An oir modadug mubul, which is a very limited expression of godliness. Abadurch der avedef, so that is basically, essentially, golus. There's only a limited amount of godliness that can be found in the world, even if you find God in the world. Abadurch der avedef an idin bekima teirava mitzvahs. But when a yid fulfills his Torah mitzvahs, vert uvgitan de inin ha-geula, this brings redemption to the world. What does that mean? Megeit ha-reisun mitzorim and ha-olamos, we go out of these limitations and boundaries and parameters of the world, which limit how much godliness you can find in the world. U'mizmamshur der oira l'kishu l'mayla b'nainilus, and you can draw down the godly light which comes from beyond the world. So since it's the work of the Yidden which brings about this redemption, so we understand that since this Avodah is meant to bring about the redemption of the world, so the way about which we go about this Avodah must also be done in a way of freedom of redemption, meaning a Jew has to fulfill Torah mitzvahs as if he were free, in a state of freedom. And with a feeling of freedom, meaning to say, as it is frei nicht untergeworfen dem Helm von Welt. Meaning to say that a person has to do the Torah mitzvahs with a feeling of freedom, that we are not subject to the concealments of the world. We're not subject to the limitations of the world. We can rise above them. And nothing in the world is able to disturb and to interrupt and interfere with his fulfillment of Torah mitzvahs. What does this mean? Going a little deeper, more below the surface, what does this mean? As Aid geta reis in from the agbolus and zayin egen ateva. What this means is a yid has to be able to escape the limitations of our own nature, our own natural inclinations. Meaning, as zayin ton in avodas Hashem is nishba grenitz nor in the inyanim in velcha hotagishmak mitzativay. A yid's service of Hashem cannot be limited only to those things which he has a natural enjoyment to, a natural inclination to do. Und in ze gufe is ein cheres norev vifel es monzach mitzad zayn teva. And even if he's doing those things, it could also be limited only to how much, you know, whatever I enjoy, how much I enjoy. Doing more than a certain amount is already, you know, that's more than I enjoy doing. So if somebody is limited to that, then you're still not free. Then you're locked into your own nature. But rather, what freedom means, that a yid does all the mitzvahs with a great passion and feeling and with an infinite attention and commitment. Und der Eifen von Kiyama Teira Mitzvah is Merumas in the Nome von dem Parsha HaChedesh. And this kind of Aveda of Teira Mitzvahs, the one that is free of any limitations, is what is brought out from, is hinted at, alluded to by the name of Parsha HaChedesh. Meloshen Chedesh, the word HaChedesh comes from renewal, newness. Kiyama Teira Mitzvahs daf nish getom veren azoi vimetut an alte eingewöhnte Sach. When a yid does, if learns Torah, does mitzvahs, it can't be done as if you're doing something old and something that you've done a million times and you lose interest and so on. Nor v'anaya zach, we have to do it as if it was something new. B'chol yom yubanach yichadoshim, as it says in Rashi and Sifri and so on, that every day it has to be as if it's all new, as if it's the first time. That you do it with passion and feeling and dedication. And that is expressed. What does it mean to do something as if it's new and exciting? That you do it in the most beautiful way, in the most committed way. You do everything that you can. You bring everything to it to make it the best mitzvah possible. Wie kem a monen as de teure mitzvah so la id me kaim sein ke chadoshim besha sein guf is tog teglach eingewöhnt in limina teure ve kiyama mitzvahs. How can one expect from a yid that the teure mitzvahs that he does should be every day as if it's new when you're doing it, you know, it's something that you do again and again, and you're used to learning teure, you're used to doing mitzvahs, you've done it a million times. How do you bring life to it and newness to it and excitement to it? Is kolzmane gefinzich in the agbolus from the eigene metzias, as long as a person finds himself within the limitations of his own existence, of who he is, kenne sich taken nicht befreien von dem hergisch, it's true that you will not be able to free yourself from that feeling, as teure mitzvah seine beem an eingewöhnter inyen. That teure mitzvah is something that you're used to, you're accustomed to it, you've done it many times and so on. You won't be able to shake that feeling. B'shas aber er springt arois von seinem Metzies. But when someone springs out, like the word Pesach, jumping out, when you spring out from your own existence, from your own limited existence, er peult bazich dem inyo von Yetzies Mitzrayim, in apnimis diken sin, you bring yourself to a state of getting out of Mitzrayim in the spiritual meaning of it, in the inner meaning of it, to be able to escape the limitations of your own nature, then your fulfillment of Torah mitzvahs will also be able to be done as if they are new and exciting all the time. Gimel, ken men meinen. So one could think, as does salz is gered geworden nor ben geedem sug avoide von limitat Torah und kiyam mitzvahs, that when can you escape your own limitations? Only when we're talking about the type of service of Hashem which is involved in the study of Torah, doing a mitzvah, v'asu shayach to the neshama, those things which are connected directly to the soul, to the neshama. V'arim chaj Torah mitzvah zaynin ongetan in dvarim gashmi v'inyana il mazeh, because although Torah mitzvahs are, the way you do fulfill a mitzvah is with physical objects, so they are connected to the physical world, so all of that's true, but still mitzvahs and Torah have more of a connection to the soul than they are to the guf, to the body. When in them is verstandig as via ze mekem peilen zayin by zich zu arizgin from Mitzrayim, so we can understand that matter is related to the soul it's possible to bring yourself, to allow yourself to escape from your limitations, your natural limitations, and so on. From the mitzarim agvulim, from teva aguf, from the natural limitations of the nature of the body, and be able to do the aveda as if it was new and exciting, as he explained before. However, when we're talking about the type of aveda, which is that all of your activities should be done for the sake of heaven, in other words, not just a mitzvah, but whatever you do, you eat, you sleep, everything should be done to serve Hashem. And as the pasuk says, in all of your ways you shall know Hashem. So when a Jew is involved in worldly matters, in things like eating and taking care of himself and so on, that although it's true that we're doing it to serve Hashem, for the sake of heaven, but still we know that these are things which we do for ourselves. Where they are eating, which is the need of the body. They are sleeping, which is a need of the body, and so on. Maisim funguf, things which the body needs. Is vi kemen by der aveda monim amazola zich oistam fun teva aguf. So when a person is involved in eating, how could you expect a person to escape his body, his bodily limitations, and to do that in a way which is kachadoshim, to do that in a way that it's new? While right now what he's doing is something that has to do with his body, which is in service of the body. So how do you expect it for that? We would think that only in Torah mitzvahs, which are connected to the soul, can you hope to escape your natural limitations. But when you're doing bodily things, how do you escape your natural limitations then? If them is from them from Shabbos, and that's the lesson that comes from the fact that Shabbos Parshas Chodesh comes out on the 25th of Adar, the Yom Rishon from Ma'aseh Bereishis, which is the first day of the creation of the world. That even what it teaches us is that even in matters of creation in the physical world, Chafei Adar, which is brought out by the fact that it happens on Chafei Adar, Ken Zayin und Darv Zayin Avoid the Avoid in Anoifim from Achaydish. Even then, you can have your Avoida as something new and exciting and so on to escape your own natural limitations. Lamaylo Memedida Vagbalit. Dalit. Viyazay Yezaba Fort Meglach as debating Yonim Hachfim Zon Zayim Vasachas. But the question still remains. Yes, that's the lesson that it teaches, but how is it possible to be able to do something physical and to be beyond the physical at the same time? That while you're busy with bodily matters, in them at the same time you should be beyond and removed from your natural body's needs. Is this the far? So that is because vosaid hot ashaych. If the far vosaid hot ashaych is to the bria, this is b'shafen gevorn nish b'chafei elu k'das rabbi lezer. This is because a yid's connection to the world, even to the created world, is not as the world was created on the 25th of Elul, like the opinion of Rabbi Lezer that we talked about before. B'tishrei nivra olam, who says that the world was created in Tishrei, which means that the first day of creation was the 25th of Elul. That's not the connection that a yid has to the world. What is the yid's connection to the world? Nor b'chafei Adar. A yid is connected to the world as it's created on the 25th of Adar. Kedas Rabbi Shua has the opinion of Rabbi Shua that b'nissan nivra olam, that the world was created in Nissan. What does this mean? That a yid is connected to the creation in Nisan and not to the creation in Tishrei. Siz Yedua as the Tzvei Deis, Das Rab Yeshua and Das Rab Elezer. It's known that these two opinions of Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Elezer in regards to when the world was created, Zayne Beide Emes, are actually both correct and true. How so? Benisan is das given in a Ma'ifim von Olam Machshava Livrei. In Nisan was when it came up in Hashem's mind, so to speak, So he decided to create the world. But when he actually carried out the creation, when he actually made it happen, that was in Tishrei. So it was created in Nisan in Hashem's mind, in his decision to do it, and it actually happened in Tishrei. Undos is Masim, Medembos is Mavur in the Sifra Kabbalah, and this actually dovetails well, it works well with that which is explained in Kabbalah. As Ben Nisan Nivra Eila meant, that what does it mean that in Nisan the world was created? That means the Inyan Abriya B'Shaychus Supnimius Eilamis. That we're talking about the inner dimension of the world was created in Nisan. Tishrei Nivra Eilam, what it means that in Tishrei the world was created means Chitzonius Eilamis, the outer dimension of the worlds. Chitzonius Eilamis is developed Zetois in Chitzonius. What does it mean, the outer dimension? That means the way the world appears when you look at it on the surface. La'ene Bosser, if you look at it, Als Adova Bifnei Atzma, it seems that the world is something which is removed, it's independent. Nifrit finalakus, that is separated from godliness. Undi is savas, because we know that the world, if you look at it, it seems that everything could exist on its own. There is no imperative feeling of godliness when you look at a physical object. Undi is savas is finduburi is borech, and the creation as it comes out bechitzonius, that it seems separate from Hashem, that comes from the fact that Hashem created the world by speaking, by saying the 10 statements that He used, and because Hashem's speech is equivalent to a human's, much greater, but still, when a person says something, it doesn't necessarily happen. When Hashem says something, it happens. That is as if it already happened. So what does that mean in this context? So when Hashem speaks, which, and even more so when something happens, maisa, is something removed from the person. When a person speaks, that speech, the words, separate from the body, from the person. Certainly when he does something, it's certainly removed from him, as opposed to thought, which we'll get to. So therefore, when Hashem speaks and the world comes about, that's what causes the world to seem independent from Hashem. Pnimius ha'elamis is ve'edeveldviz be'pnimius. What is it meant by the inner dimension of the world? That means how the world is in its inner essence. Miyuchad metelikus, in other words, that it's truly connected to Hashem. Undos is the yisavos in the bechinas machshavta yisbarach. And that comes about when Hashem thinks in his mind that he wants to create the world. The dogma v'lahavdol, similar to what I guess you have to separate between the way Hashem does something and the way a person does something. Lamata blight machshava alum miyuchad mitnada machayshev. Even down here, when a person thinks, his thoughts always remain within him. They never separate from him. Thoughts remain within. So also, when Hashem thinks the world into existence, the world is understood to be connected to him. And that is the meaning of the connection between these two types of creation, whether it's in the mind of Hashem or through His speech. That's the difference between creating the world in Tishrei and creating the world in Nisan. The avodah from Tishrei is bederach mamata lamayla. What happens in Tishrei? That is when a yid needs to work down here and needs to encourage and awaken a feeling of closeness to Hashem, and that starts from down here and therefore brings a response from Hashem. It starts from down here and brings about Isarusud Leila, a response from Hashem. And that is what's called Avaidus HaTshuva. The fun guf of us medav zay zichum ker. But from the very fact that a person feels the need to have to return to Hashem, that's tshuva, to return, is muchach as frier is megiven meruchach from the lukos. That means obviously that at some point the person was distant from Hashem and therefore needs to return. Umitzad der dargin avaydah zetzich on mitapshitos develt is zetzich on mitapshitos videvelt is ametzias. And from that perspective, when a person is distant from Hashem, the world seems to be its own reality. a separate reality. And you need proof that there is actually a God that controls the world. Because when you're separated from God, the world seems to be its own independent existence. The Aveda for Nissen, the Aveda of Nissen is Aveda Satzadikim. That's more the Aveda of a Tzadik as opposed to Balchuva, is Milmailu Lamata. That is from top down. That is Milchatchila Korva Miyuchad Medelukus. He's to begin with only close to Hashem, never separated. But Meila is Be'em Adarabba. So to him, to the contrary, Elukus is Ermargish Vipshitus. A person like that feels godliness as an obvious. That's an obvious thing. When the Metzius on Evroyim, and the fact that there is also created beings, the fact that the created world exists, how does he know that? He only knows that because that's what the Torah says. The Torah says that there is a created world. It says Bereishis Bara Elikim, the world Hashem created the world. Oh, so there is a world. And therefore the world is something new and novel. The obvious is God. The world is something novel and interesting. There is a world too. So therefore, if the existence of the world comes to you only because Hashem, God, says so in the Torah that the world exists as well, so then how much does the world exist? Whatever the Torah allows for the world to exist. Whatever the Torah says exists, exists. Anything more doesn't exist. And since neshamas are connected to the inner dimension of the world, the way it is in Hashem's mind, is fashtandig, so we understand as yet that id hadem kayach to pale zain as erzol the herin alukuz b'pshidus mitzias b'ischachos. So therefore, since a yid, the essence of a yid is the neshama, what is really the existence of a yid is the neshama. And the neshama relates to the world as it is in its inner dimension, meaning to say that Hashem is obvious and the world is only perhaps. You have to be has to be proven. The existence of the world has to be proven. So therefore, every yid has the ability to bring themselves to a state where God is obvious and the world is questionable whether it exists, and you need proof that it does. As the echocha of the Faranekeit from Welt, that the proof that the world does actually exist is ba'em nor val Torah zog bereishis bara elokim, is only because the Torah says that Hashem created the world, that there is a created world, lemeila, and therefore is zayin yede asiya durch ois at Torah de gemetzias, and therefore everything that the person does, even his own physical needs. Since the entire existence of the world only comes from within Torah, because the Torah says that it exists, so therefore, even when he does his own personal things, it's also only exists only because Torah says so. Sein es askus in inyani aguva eilam is val Torah zaktem ados das satan. Why is a person busy taking care of themselves, like eating and taking care of their health and so on? Because the Torah says that that's what you have to do. And he does it in a way that everything that he does, even his own personal things, are done for the sake of Hashem. And in all my ways, everything that I do, even my personal things, I know him. It's only for the sake of knowing him. And therefore, even your own personal things are done with the excitement of a new service of Hashem, because even those things for a yid are able to be escape the limitations of the world. Transcending the limitations of your own natural your own nature and so on. So that's the connection between Hachedesh and Chofei Adar, that even the created, that because a yid lives with the creation as it is expressed through Chofei Adar, meaning to say that it's an inner dimension of creation, that's why we're able to manage HaChodesh even in our own personal matters. V'yesh loimer, and one could say, That this idea, the chibur from Achedush and Chafei Adar, this relationship between Achedush and 25th of Adar, is Rashi Meramez in the Maimer. Rashi alludes to this when he says, "Lo yhayu tzarich la'asul satayra elam Achedush zelachem," that the Torah shouldn't have started only from Achedush zelachem, from the first mitzvah. Was er bringt bepirusho if an eshen pasuk from Torah, Rashi quotes this as the very first Rashi in the Torah. On the pasuk Bereishis Bara Elokim, the lechayir is nishglatik. So for this, we can ask a few questions about this Rashi. Number one, ki yadua is nish the derech from Rashi to zogen free the shverikait from pasuk and the noch farem for nzi. Rashi's approach, his style, is not to ask a question and then answer that question. Nor what does he usually do? He goes right into the answer, right into the explanation which the question begs, but he doesn't point out the question. And because he explains it to you, so the question goes away, the unasked question, the unsaid question. So why in this case does he first articulate the question? Rashi says he shouldn't have started the Torah only from Achedus Elachem. He verbalizes and articulates the question. And he doesn't begin with explaining the answer immediately. He could have said, for instance, Posach beBereishis. The Torah begins with Bereishis, with the whole historical narrative up to Achedus Elachem. Mishum Koyach Maisad Higid La'ami, because he wants to tell us the power of his acts. Losses Lem Nachlus Goyim, to give us the inheritance of the nations, that if they Yeshema Yomru, that if the Goyim come along and they say, how do you have what right do you have to take Israel away from us? So we tell them Hashem created the world, temporarily he gave it to you, and then when he decided, he took it away from you and he gave it to us. That's the Rashi, how Rashi explains it. But the question is, why does Rashi start with a question and not go straight to the answer? Number two, even if you want to say that as benidin didan, that in our particular case, in this Rashi, in dem was possible bebereishis, we wouldn't naturally understand the question of why, of what's the problem with starting with bereishis? Why is that a problem? Side mis free masber as the teira was geherd zu idishim folk, unless Rashi points out that this, we're talking about the Torah. The Torah is something that belongs to the Jewish people, was written for the Jewish people. So therefore, it should start with the mitzvahs which are there for the Jewish people. The first mitzvah that the Jewish people were told. The creation seems related to everybody. You know, that's something which talks about the world in general. The Torah should start with what's particular to the Jewish people, which is the mitzvahs. So maybe that's what Rashi is trying to point out. Is of a fort nishglatik in Pirush Rashi, but there still are other inconsistencies in Rashi. Number one, vos is don egeyetz oistaychen as mitzvah reshoinen etztavu ba'etz Yisrael. Why is it important in this Rashi to point out that Achedus Elachem is the first mitzvah that the Jews were given? L'chayre hat Rashi gedacht me katze sein und sagen lo yhayu tzarich la'asul satayra elam mimitzvah reshoina shenitztava b'Yisrael. He could have said it simply, the Torah should have began with the first mitzvah. What's the difference what the first mitzvah is in this Rashi? Why is it important to say that Achedus Elachem is the first mitzvah? Simply say the first mitzvah, whatever it may be. Another question, bibal das Rashi's kasha. Since Rashi's question is v'mafarshim zong, as the commentaries say, as the ala parshi is bizachedush habnish gedavt shtein and teirish v'ksav, what he means to say is, what about the history of the world that should also be recorded? But Rashi is saying that it didn't have to be written in the teirish v'ksav. Of course, there would be medrashim or in the Gemara, it would be talked about and so on. But why in the written Torah? Favos nutzte dem loshen. So then, if that's the question, why does he say loyhaya tzorich lahaschilas atayra? Why does he say he shouldn't have started the Torah? Thus is mashma that when you say it like that, it seems as blois di aschola gedav zain nishmid them. what he seems to be saying is that's not where it sort of started. Maybe in the middle somewhere. You start with the mitzvahs. Somewhere you get to the history as well. Why does he say it that way? That makes it seem as if at some point it should be said, when really what he's trying to say is it shouldn't have said at all. As Volgiven Mer Masim Tzuzogna, it seems that it would be more fitting with what he's trying to say as what the Medrash says, Lo Yehayit Sarach Lichtev as a Torah, Elam HaChedesh Zalachem. It shouldn't have been written in the Torah at all, only from HaChedesh Zalachem. So why does Rashi say it shouldn't have started with only with HaChedesh Zalachem, which leads us to think that maybe it should say the history of the world at some point? Is the beer in them? So the explanation is, at least in Yainishal Torah, from the inner dimension of this Pirush Rashi, what he means is Lo Yehayit Sarach La'asla as a Torah Elam HaChedesh Zalachem is Nishnara Kesal Kedaitach. This statement that he shouldn't have started the Torah only from HaChedesh Zalachem is not just a question which gets rejected because there is an answer. Nor does Blight Oich L'fi HaMaskana. This actually remains even after the answer is given. This remains true. The Torah shouldn't have started, should start from HaChedesh Zalachem. Since this is the very first mitzvah that the Jewish people were given, Rashi remains with his attitude that since this is the first mitzvah, that is the foundation of the entire Torah. So that remains. That's not just a question which, oh, we have an answer, so that question goes away. It doesn't go away. That still remains. HaChedesh HaZalachem remains the foundation of the entire Torah, since it's the first mitzvah. Und das meint Rashi meramesh zu sein mit seinem Pirush HaBereishis. And that's what Rashi is trying to tell us by explaining this on the first pasuk of Bereishis. Lo Yehayit Sarach La'asol Zatayra Elam HaChedesh HaZalachem, saying that it shouldn't have started only from HaChedesh HaZeh. V'bal das oich Bereishis bari is achelik von Torah. That since Bereishis is also a part of Torah, darf men zog, we have to say as a chedesh alechem is the aschola v'yasoid oicha Bereishis bara. What he's trying to say is it remains true that a chedesh alechem is the foundation of the entire Torah. And you want to know what else? It's even the foundation of Bereishis bara, of the creation of the world, of the actual creation of the world. It all comes from, and it's all built on HaChedesh HaZalachem. Das meint, that means, as the Avodah von Eden is an anoifen von HaChedesh, that the Avodah of a Yid, in a way of HaChedesh, as we said, explained what HaChedesh means, it has to be new and exciting, darf sich einhoben als ike yesoid euchen in yoni ha'olam, has to begin, is true also for worldly matters, represented by Bereishis Bara Elokim. That we have to bring redemption even to worldly matters. Redemption means escape your own natural limitations, even to the worldly matters. That's what Rashi is trying to allude to here. And as Rashi explains it as he goes on, that a reason he begins with Bereishis, that it's in order to tell us, to give us the inheritance of the nations, meaning the Avodah von Eden b'shteit in them. What is the Avodah of a Yid? Azoich nachlos goyim velt, that even the inheritance of the nations, which means the physical world, so veren oizgeles and ibigens rishus von Eden, that that also should be redeemed from its state of golos as a place of concealment of godliness, and it has to be brought over to the domain of the Yidden. Vel chamachen das ibel l'shem shamayim, which transform it for the sake of heaven, make it as something that is made for the sake of heaven, anaveg so the eyu, and as merely as a way of getting closer to Hashem. So in other words, Rashi is saying the same concept in the very first Rashi of Chumash. Noch aninin in the keshev and achedish mit chafei yadar, another idea that in this connection between HaChedesh and the 25th of Adar. Mit HaChedesh HaZalachem Reish Chadosh main the Pasuk Reish Chedesh Nisan. When it says this is the month, it's talking about HaChedesh Nisan. This is the first of the month. It's talking about Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Yom Vav L'Maisa Bereishis, L'Das Rabbi Yeshua, which is the sixth day of creation, according to the opinion of Rabbi Yeshua, the talk from Briyas Adam, the day that Adam Rishon was created. Und das ist euch der Keshe mit meinem Chazal anal. And this is also the connection with what we quoted before from our sages, Oif HaChodesh Hazeh, that they say on this Pasuk HaChodesh Hazeh. They say, Kishabacha b'Yaakov b'Bonav, when Hashem chose Yaakov and his children, the Jewish people, Kava b'y Rish Chodesh HaGa'ula, he established a first of the month of redemption. What this means to say is, while in them tog is b'ashafen gevaren der Adam, because on this day, the Adam, the person, was created, and the mit had sich uivgetan the inyan von avodas Adam, which on that day brought out, now there is a need for this, for a person to serve Hashem. That's the new thing. That's the meaning of chose Yaakov and his sons, that we're going to do avoda in a neifen von chidush und geula kanal, in a way that is renewable or new and exciting all the time. The matter of geula, what we call geula. Masha'enkin the bria vizi is b'chafei other. But that starts from Rosh Chodesh Nisan. But the creation, as it started on the 25th of Adar, 6 days earlier, far b'riyas Adam avidasa, before he created man and the avida of man, is the ishavas v'kiyam ha'olam given b'sarusad l'eila. When he created the world, then it was not something that came from below, but triggered by something that would come from the avida of a person. It was just, he decided to create it. It comes from above. It's top down. Mitzat chafetz chesed hu, as it's written, that he created the world at that state because he wants to do kindness. He needed someone to express his kindness to. So he created a world. It came from him. It was totally from him, not triggered by anything that from below. Avodas Adam means there is now a reason why he wants the world, because there's going to be Avodas Adam. But at the beginning of creation, before man was created, it was just because he wanted to be able to have to express kindness somewhere. And in regards to this comes the lesson from the coming together of Parshas HaChodesh on the 25th of Adar. As euch tchila sabriya, that even the beginning of creation, before man was created, was es lechayre nor mitzad chofetz chesed hu, which only seems to be for the purpose of Hashem being able to express himself, is iba mitzus bepnimis vabunim mitachedesh. In truth, it is really connected to what is going to happen in achedesh, meaning mitavoydes ha'adam, which will ultimately come on the sixth day, that he will have the service, the avoda of people. And as we know what our sages tell us, is about the general idea of the creation. They tell us, who did Hashem consult to create the world? He consulted with the neshamas of tzaddikim. Meaning to say, as the ganze inyan abriya is given, what does it mean he consulted with the tzaddikim? What that means is, he looked in, he saw the tzaddikim, he saw their neshamas, and he saw the great pleasure that he would have from the avodas tzaddikim. When he saw that, he decided to create the world. That's what it means. So in other words, even at the initial state of the creation of the world, before there was yet Bachar B'Yaakov B'Bana, before he created man on the sixth day, already then there was, he looked at the avod of tzaddikim, and that's the reason that he created the world. The beer and them, to explain this. Thus was the bria is mitzad chafetz chesed hu, that which we said before, that the creation initially was because he wanted to do kindness. Is vayl kodem abria, das heist, vide oir eliki is noch in ganzen heche fun geder eilus venivroim, is because before Hashem creates the world, meaning to say, that the godly energy is such that it is completely removed from any possibility of creation. That's the kind of level that we're talking about. There is no concept of creation yet at that point. So therefore it's not possible that there should be any need or any feeling for Aveda, the Aveda of the created being, because at that point there is no possibility for creation. It doesn't come up. It's not on the agenda at all. So what do you mean he wants the Aveda of people? There is no such thing as creation. And therefore the only thing that can trigger Hashem's desire to create the world is just because he decided so. Comes from him. Because he decided that he wants something to be able to express himself in kindness. But on the other hand, is mitzad dembas chavetz chesedu, because Hashem has this need to bestow kindness, is does gufa bring tazavedus in the room? So yeah, hab matvizus makim. That in itself brings that Hashem, that the avedah in the room should play a role. Should mean something. Ubemele is the sibus abriya fabunden dur chavetz chesed medem vas olulufan rizbarach the avedah of tzaddikim, and therefore it brings together that even at that state, even at that point, when there is no Nivroim, and it's only that he decided that he wants to create the world, but because Chafetz Chesed Hu, because he wants to bestow kindness, so therefore that is what sort of puts him in the direction of Nivroim. And therefore when he looks at the Neshamas of Tzaddikim, that's what encourages him to create the world. Was das ist eine von den Biurim von der Teure von Magid. That's one of the explanations that is given on this, the Teure, the following Teure of the Magid, of the Mezitra Magid. As the Briya is given b'shvil yiyu Yisrael tzadikim b'chol der. The reason that Hashem created the world was because he wanted that there should be Jewish tzadikim in every generation and be bald. As by HaKadosh Baruch Hu zaynen ha'over v'asit shavim. And since by Hashem the past and the future are all one, there is no difference between past and future. The far haya hu yisbarach mesanig b'maisa tzaddikim v'tzimtzum esatzme, and therefore, already at the point when there were no tzaddikim yet, but there is no past and present and future, it's all happening at the same time. So already he was enjoying the fact that the tzaddikim are there, going to be doing, and which means to him doing great things, and therefore he decided to limit himself and to create the world. That's what the Magid says. And the same is also true about Jews in general, not just tzaddikim. That what we say, the statement that the Jews came up in Hashem's mind, meaning to say, that was what triggered his desire to create the world. Is a mazbis, he explains it in this way. As by bas of Adam, by a human being, mishaloi hayaloi ben ma'olam, anyone that never had a child, you can't say that he has in his mind the image of the child that he will have sometime in the future. He's never had a child, he's never seen a child. How could it be in his mind the image of his child? But by Hashem, even before he created the Jewish people, their image was already engraved on his mind. Olu b'machshava, it came up in his mind, even though they don't exist yet. Ki etzle yizbaruch ha b'asid echad. Because by Hashem, the past and the present and the future are all one, and therefore the fact that they will be there later is already enough for him to have an image of it now. And therefore, even though at that point we say that Hashem created the world from the top down, not by something that triggered him from below, but since to him there is no present and future and past, and therefore that which will come later already is existing in his mind at this point. But we have to understand, what is the uftu in them? What is the Magid trying to say? What is this novel idea that the Magid is trying to say? Es ist poshut as the Eibishter is l'maylam and asman, and it's obvious that Hashem is beyond time, transcends time. The over in the osid zayin ba'em shavim, and that therefore past and future are all the same. So what is he trying to say? No, the beer in them is, the explanation is, v'bal dor retzich vegen dem oir aliki, v'er is noch hecha von simtzum und von shaychus afilu b'koyach. So the Briya, since we're talking about a level of godliness which is high, which is before the Tzimtzum, before his decision to limit himself in order to allow for the creation of a world. It's before that. That even in potentially hasn't come up with that idea yet, so to speak. So how could you say that in that level there should already be an image of tzaddikim in his mind? Or the image of the child, meaning all the Jewish people as a whole. Yisrael olam machshavah. So how could you say that that's the reason that Hashem decided to create the world, to limit himself and create the world? How could, in a place where there is no concept of creation, how could there be an image of the child or of tzaddikim in that place? Und das tut man auf, and that's what he's coming to tell you. That because the past and the future are all one to him, is that inyan for ma'aseh tzaddikim metzuras haben shenechka gevarim bepoel. Therefore, what the tzaddikim will be doing and the image of the Jewish people already are in his mind. In the beginning of Chavetz Chesed, who even on that level where we talk about that the reason that Hashem created the world was only because he decided that he wants to bestow kindness, and that there is no possibility for creation yet. There is nothing below which should encourage or evoke a reason for creation. Even there, Basingansen Hechav and Avroim, in a place which is completely transcendent of anything of created beings, Bizas dos is the sibas atzimtzum abriya. Even there, the Jewish people already exist in his mind. The ma'aseh atzadikim already exist in his mind, and that is ultimately the reason why he decided to go ahead with creation. And that's what it means that Parshas Achodesh comes out on Chafei Adar, meaning Chafei Adar represents the place in creation where there is no Adam yet. There is no created, there is no man, there is no Avodah yet. But even over there, there is already a possibility for Chiddush that we go back even to that level as well. Zayin. Das is Oich Deiro in Avodah B'Poel. And this is also a lesson in our action, in our Avodah. As Oich Dein Yonavos Kuma B'Derech Yisurus L'Eila. That even those things which are completely from beyond us, that come to us completely from beyond who we are, not something that we are able to trigger. Welche seine Lechere heche von dem, as the mensch sollen sei, epis uftandur sein Aveda, which from over there, it seems that it's beyond our being able to accomplish anything through our Aveda to bring that about. Like, for instance, creation was one of those things. Euch in die Unionem seine, in Emerson verbunden mit Aveda Sodom, that even those things are, in essence, connected to our Aveda. And this might be the reason also why this idea of it shouldn't have started the Torah only from Achodesh Hazeh. Rashi brings it as the very first Rashi on the Pasuk Bereishis Bara. Was the mitzvah of Meramez. Through this, he's teaching us this lesson. B'sha'asayid lenin dem Pasuk Bereishis Bara in Torah. That when a Yid studies this pasuk of Hashem creating the world in the Torah, is doch das guf aninya von Aveda. Learning that pasuk of the about the creation, even though creation is before Aveda, but learning it is already a part of Aveda. Obameila vert durch dem oivgeton, and therefore this brings out ashoin in dem inya von Bereishis Bara, that already in the created, in the state of creation before man was created. As we said, that this is something which comes from himself and not something that we are able to trigger. Is does the achedus hazelachem over there already? We are part of achedus hazelachem. Even that's part of achedus hazelachem. Was vayist of the avoda from Yaakov Avano, which is an allusion, which is talking about the avoda of the Yidden.